KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Prochet. After huddling with national security teams and talking with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden is due to brief the nation on the latest developments following the deadly attacks by the militant terror group Hamas. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says there are still Americans who are missing.
We're preparing for the very distinct possibility that there will be more death for American citizens here. We also have a number of Americans we know are wounded, and another number, which keeps changing, that are unaccounted for.
Israel says 150 people were abducted from Israeli towns and taken to the Hamas-controlled Gaza. Hamas has threatened to execute them as Israel ramps up airstrikes. Gaza's ministry officials say more than 800 have died. The House Republican Conference is holding a candidate forum to select a new Speaker of the House. The House is unable to pass any legislation, including aid to Israel, until a speaker is elected. This is ABC News. After several court challenges over her losing bid for the governor of Arizona, Carrie Lake is expected to announce her next race.
Carrie Lake has called herself MAGA Mama Bear. The staunch ally of former President Trump will tonight launch a campaign for the U.S. Senate at a rally in Arizona. It comes nearly a year after losing the gubernatorial race, which she still refuses to concede. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who left the Democratic Party last year to become an independent, has not said yet if she will run for re-election. Lake is gearing up for a three-way race against Sinema and Congressman Ruben Gallego. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Arizona courts rejected Lake's claims of election fraud in her 2020 loss to now Governor Katie Hobbs. 10-time Major League Baseball All-Star Steve Garvey announced today that he will run for the late Dianne Feinstein seat in the Senate. The former L.A. Dodger first baseman running as a Republican and aiming at flipping that seat. He joins a crowded field of five Democrats and one other Republican running for Feinstein's seat. Alex Prochet, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Dr. Jill Biden arrived in northeast Wisconsin last night. The First Lady attended a watch party at Discover Green Bay for Monday Night Football. She gave a speech calling attention to the American Cancer Society and NFL Crucial Catch Program and the White House Cancer Moonshot Initiative. She'll round out her visit in the area today by visiting the Menominee Reservation, where she'll discuss sustainable forest management and attend a Women's Empowerment Summit.
The Green Bay School Board considered closing two more schools at last night's meeting. Green Bay School Superintendent Claude Tiller says closing Tank and Keller Elementary schools would save the district $1.5 million a year. The board also discussed what would be included in a proposed $150 million referendum put to the public. The district is proposing a new elementary school, renovating West High School, and updating security in district buildings.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians legends Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We're back. How about that? Welcome back to the Todd Uphall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Apparently, Mr. Zommer's mouse died. That's what the delay was there. So I believe we are back on the air. Welcome back to the Todd Uphall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to hour number two on this Tuesday, October 10th, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Again, we've been covering this afternoon, for those that may have been with us earlier, President Joe Biden's special address to the nation regarding the attack by the terrorist organization known as Hamas in Palestine, attacking Israel, unprovoked attack, thousands of air rockets, also by sea and land over the weekend, attacked by Hamas on Israel. President of the United States talking about the fact that he had spoken with his counterpart in Israel, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two have known each other for several years. Of course, Biden having a long-standing career in the United States Senate, then as Vice President, and now as President. Netanyahu, part of the Knesset, went on to be Prime Minister multiple times now in Israel. President of the United States to recap his speech, saying that after talking with Netanyahu, that he could confirm that many of the victims of the attack by Hamas were raped, that women were used as trophies, and now even reports that some of the victims were beheaded. And breaking all rules of war, attacking children, attacking women, barbaric. President of the United States called it quote unquote abhorrent in his words. Compared the actions to ISIS. And the president said, made it sure, let it be known that the United States stands with Israel. I believe our technical problems have been corrected here. And let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We appreciate David and Madison holding through the news break there. David, welcome into the program. What are your thoughts and reflections on this day?
Yeah, hey, it's really, really great show so far. You mentioned the lawyer who lived in Israel for 2 years, yep. And, you know, Palestinian doctors treated him, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, Israel's population, I'm talking about Israel proper, not the West Bank and Gaza, Israel proper, is made up of approximately 20% Palestinians, and they're full citizens. Mm-hmm. You know, I lived in Israel myself for a year and a half. I went to Tel Aviv University years ago, and I lived with two Palestinians in the dorms of Tel Aviv University. One was becoming an attorney, and the other a biologist. And I want to clarify a few things. Yeah, Hamas was elected. In 2005, Israel actually withdrew from the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months, four or five months later, they were free and fair elections, by the way, if you're wondering. And Hamas was elected.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly conducive to peace, and certainly not the best choice. And how was Israel rewarded by, you know, for the withdrawal? I mean, what happened as a result from the withdrawal from the Gaza Strip? They get this, mm-hmm. and they've had it for many years. I mean, can you imagine? If at least now, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to disengage eventually mm-hmm. and withdraw. But at least, can you imagine if this happened in the West Bank? I mean, it would have been tenfold. You know, its population centers would, it's a huge border. Its population centers would have been right up next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the death toll would have been 10, maybe 20-fold. You know, if you adjust for population, almost four, maybe, I think it's about, I did the math, it's something like 40,000 people. It would be the equivalent of 40,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Israel also, you talked about international law, by the way. I remember. Yeah.
Sure.
So let me talk about that for a sec. Israel also could have beat Hamas decisively for decades. And for decades, they refrained from doing that. Why? Because Gaza is an urban area. And to defeat Hamas decisively, which Israel could do in an hour, probably mm-hmm. do it all from the air without any Israeli casualties, the death toll, the civilian death toll, would be way too high in proportion to, you know, what you would achieve, which is defeating Hamas. And so they refrained from doing it. And so as far as international law, Israel abides by international law. And what do they get? They get this because they did that. Although I definitely like the fact they abided by international law all these years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is the result. And Israel has, in other words, Israel sacrificed a lot for abiding by international law. And what do they get? One of the most grotesque violators of international law on the planet.
David, I appreciate your call so much. We're coming up against a break. But thank you very much. As someone who lived there and could speak authoritatively, thank you for your call. And we appreciate your listenership as well. David in Madison. We're going to take a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you on as well. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can find that on your Apple or Android device. Do not go anywhere. We'll continue this conversation. Also check in on news from Robin Voss. What's poppin' with Rockin' Robin? Stay tuned. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games. 292 tackles. 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 51. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 40. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high at 57. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 51 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tahlah Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Welcome back in on a Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. A special edition, rather, for most of the show here this afternoon, as we have been covering throughout the afternoon President Joe Biden's special address to the nation on Israel, talking about the carnage. President of the United States calling it abhorrent, what's happening in terms of Hamas, the terrorist organization, attacking Israel. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. Also, you can text us via the Civic Media app. Let's go back to the phone lines. David in Mequon, holding through the break. We appreciate you holding, David. Appreciate you listening. What say you?
Thank you for taking my call, for starters.
My pleasure.
And I just wanted to put out there, so David from Madison, I'm glad to hear his thoughts on the matter. And actually, we have, my wife and I, we have a cousin that lives in Tel Aviv. And a rocket just missed his apartment building by a block. He's been in a bomb shelter for the last several days because there's been, people don't realize, or I should say, I think they do realize that obviously this is horrific. With the initial 2,200 rockets that were launched, but they've been continually launching rockets since then. And in addition to this, Hezbollah, which is, you know, on the northern side of Israel, they have now started to participate in terrorist actions. And unfortunately, I try to explain this in the best of ways. You're dealing with a regime, and keep in mind, you know, the Hamas is they're awful terrorists. And
they're barbarians.
And they're barbarians. And unfortunately, and I try to point out to this because I actually lost some family in the Holocaust back in the Second World War. One of the things that I want people to realize is that Neville Chamberlain, who was the British Prime Minister at the time, tried to, bring peace so that the Great War, which was the First World War, but was referred to as the Great War, so that the Second World War would not happen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he dealt with the devil and Adolf Hitler. He literally took the peace document and threw it in the trash, ripped it up, and proceeded to kill. We had tens of millions. People forget. There are, unfortunately, with this Palestinian situation, yes, there's going to be no question. Regular citizens are going to get slaughtered and murdered. It's when you have war, that's an unfortunate part of it. And it's completely preventable had they not started this to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I should remind people, the difference between this particular situation and then Yom Kippur in 1973 was that you had multiple Arab nations that decided to attack in the Jewish most holy high holiday of the year. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, countries. These are rogue individuals with one goal, which is to destabilize any type of normalization with Israel and the other Arab countries and trying to burn it all down.
Well, and to your point, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, and the Gaza Strip, people have to remember this too. At one time, that was controlled by Egypt. Mm-hmm. And when the war happened, you know, that was a part of the whole thing where, you know, Israel was occupying. And then back in the George Bush administration, the Israelis left with the condition that, okay, you can have your own little area here, but you can't, you know, you can't start doing what you're doing right now. Well, so Egypt, and people have to realize, so Egypt is bordering, you know, just to the south of that. So right. They border next to Gaza as well. Egypt wants no part of that government whatsoever.
Right.
So when people say, well, this is Israel's fault, Egypt has nothing to do with it. And Egypt has normalized relations with Israel. So they're both on the same page.
That's a great point. So, and also, I think it's important to remind listeners that this is not opinion. This is fact. You can look it up. I mean, Hamas's declared existence is to exterminate and eliminate Israel from the map. I mean, that's what Hamas is.
Yes, and in the same way, in the same thing, you know, up north with the Hezbollah, they're a smaller group. They're not as pronounced as the Hamas, but Hamas is taking some lessons from ISIS, and you know, the fact of the matter is, this is the first time where they've actually decided to invade into the state of Israel, take people by force with bazookas door to door, and taking children, grandmothers, men,
Holocaust survivors. People. I mean, the president confirmed that there are Holocaust survivors taken hostage, and also President Biden in the speech compared the actions of Hamas directly to the actions of ISIS.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, unfortunately, you cannot have, and I told this on Earl's show, you cannot have a two-state solution if you have these type of people running that end of things, because they're not on the same plane. It's just, they're horrible, they're evil, and they have one intention, and that's just to do the same thing with Adolf Hitler, which is exterminate, you know, people that didn't fit within their realm and what they wanted. So
I also think it's important
that's what
to
we're up against.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you so much, David from Mequon. Really appreciate the call. And I think it's also, I love David. Love these deep, thoughtful conversations. And it would encourage you to call in and join the conversation. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I think to pick up on what David just said, to me, there are all sorts of sad parts to this. First and foremost, the loss of human life and those being tortured. But the super unfortunate and tragic part about this, aside from all of the human loss, immediate human loss of life, is that progress has been made in terms of, and as David pointed out, and much of, you know, Jimmy Carter during his administration helped to bring about peace between Israel and Egypt. And Egypt and Israel are living in peace right now. And the Biden administration has been working with Saudi Arabia and Israel to negotiate that peace deal. And the fact is that the Hamas is not representative of all Palestinians. Hamas has basically forcefully taken over that region and controlled it. But Hamas does not represent all Palestinians. And so to the point, this is what the large tragedy here is, this action by Hamas is going to set back any sort of two-state solution or peace agreement between Israel and Palestine in the long term. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Let's go to the phone lines. Bill in Oconomowoc. Thanks for listening, Bill. What say you?
I've got a couple of questions and a couple of just one question, one comment.
Sure.
The question is, I believe Hamas is the minority controlling the majority. Second of all, I believe that if our country stops the finger pointing and pointing on either side and say, let's work together this time to find peace, to resolve this, and we'll be a better country because of it. And by the way, we've got to take care of Ukraine too, because this is about what America's about. I'll hang up and wait for your thoughts. Thank
sure.
you.
Always appreciate the call, Bill. Bill from Oconomowoc, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, I mean, Hamas is not a majority of Palestine or Palestinians. And that's the one of the key points that we keep trying to point out here, is this is not the government, quote unquote, or representative of the majority of Palestinians. This is a terrorist organization that houses and lives within Palestinian territories in the West Bank and Gaza, this time predominantly in Gaza, who launched these unprovoked attacks. And Hamas, a known and recognized terrorist organization, disregards the rule of war, the international rule of war, and uses women and children as human shields to prevent further strikes on themselves. They're gutless, they're spineless, they're barbarians, Hamas is. They're terrorists. So it absolutely is not representative of the entire group of Palestine. And Mr. Zalmers, I forgot the second part of Bill's question there, quite frankly, as I went down that rabbit hole. Do you remember what the second part of the question was or the comment there? It was on Hamas and...
And just the...
Oh, I remember now. I looked on my paper. It was on the fact that, you know, can't we work with both sides to bring about peace? And I think, you know, the President Biden in his remarks called on a bipartisan solution here to put aside politics. But when it comes to international peace, again, this was Hamas doing an unprovoked attack. And if you're Israel, you have a right to protect your sovereignty. You have a right to protect yourself. And to go in and make sure this doesn't happen again. So, yes, long term, eventually, this current war will be over, die down, and hopefully there can be long-term peace. But in the short term, Israel has a right to defend itself. And Joe Biden made very clear that the stance of his administration and these United States will be to protect and help defend the state of Israel. Remember, Hamas also attacked U.S. citizens. Now up to 14 confirmed Americans dead and unknown numbers held hostage. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for holding. About 2 minutes here. What say you?
Well, in all of this, that everything about it is obviously just extremely troubling. But I think, too, there was an expert on that I was just listening to on MSNBC. Mm. And he basically describes the Gaza Strip as a open air prison prior to this. And this has been festering for a long, long time. I'm not condoning one thing about Hamas. It's just horrific what happened. But I think there's a little bit of dysfunction in the present Israeli government as well that may have contributed to this. I personally do not have much time for Netanyahu. Mm. That's a whole nother situation. But the thing that's scary is these type of groups seem to prey on countries when there is dysfunction in their ranks. And we have that going on right now here, too.
I think that's a great comment, Dick. And again, I've called out Netanyahu on this program for what he has done in terms of trying to retake or reshape control of the judiciary in Israel. And certainly there are humanitarian conditions in parts of Palestine that are abhorrent. But I think you have to look at what really brought that about. There's time down the road to examine, you know, who's to blame for that. But again, it was Hamas who basically took over control of much of the Palestinian areas. And they are as responsible for these conditions as Israel, in my opinion. And again, that does not justify an attack, a barbaric attack on Israel. We'll come back to more of your phone calls. Have a live cut from CNN, who is on location as a reporter in Israel. We'll take that cut as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Hallball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden addressing the nation and pledging unwavering support for Israel 4 days after the Islamic group Hamas carried out deadly attacks across Israel. The president says the U.S. is doing all it can to locate more missing Americans and denounce the brutal attacks and killings of Jews.
This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. among them at least 14 American citizens killed.
Israeli forces have carried out hundreds of airstrikes in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Hamas militants have also taken 150 people from Israel hostage and are holding them in Gaza. The U.S. is also working to find out more about Americans still missing in Israel. The House Republican Conference is holding a candidate forum to select a new Speaker of the House. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Another Northeast Wisconsin college struggling to balance the books lays off staff. UWGB announced it has let 9 staff members go. A letter from the chancellor's office says moves are to strengthen the school's financial position as they deal with ongoing structural deficit. The school says the layoffs are not faculty positions, but administrative staff. UW Oshkosh furloughed and laid off more than 200 positions in August. St. Norbert College announced 41 people would be let go last month. Dr. Jill Biden arrived in Northeast Wisconsin last night. The First Lady attended a watch party at Discover Green Bay for Monday Night Football. She gave a speech calling attention to the American Cancer Society and NFL Crucial Catch Program and the White House Cancer Moonshot Initiative. She will round out her visit in the area today by visiting the Menominee Reservation for a Women's Empowerment Summit. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Truth, wherever that may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tala Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33. Check that, 2:33 on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, producing and engineering. Glad to have you along with us here on this Tuesday. Been talking all afternoon about President Biden's address to the nation after speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier this afternoon, President speaking of confirmed rapes using women as trophies by Hamas in their terror attack against Israel. The President saying that thousands were wounded, Holocaust survivors are amongst those abducted. The President called the actions abhorrent. I want to play a cut for you. This is from Nick Robertson. He is a reporter for CNN. He is live from a town that was attacked by Hamas and giving a live on-the-ground report today on CNN about what he is personally seeing and confirming. Mr. Zommers, if you'd be so kind.
Counting the bodies. This is the saddest part of liberating and taking back control of this kibbutz. Barely a kilometer from the border with Gaza. It's been a two-day fight. There are bodies everywhere. There were so many murdered members of this kibbutz. Men, women, children, hands bound, shot, executed, heads cut. Israeli Defense Force are back in control.
That is a live reporting by Nick Robertson of CNN, who is in a town in Israel, about a mile from Gaza, where the attacks by Hamas had occurred, and confirming that it was men, women, and children who were murdered, some with hands bound, shot, executed, in his words, quote, heads cut off. It's a second confirmed report of beheadings by the terrorist group Hamas in Israel. Let's go to the phone lines, or let's go to the, call in, feel free to call in, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. Let's go to the text line. Several texters texting in. I want to read this text, and I'll give you the reaction to it. This from WISS Oshkosh Air Support, a listener in Oshkosh, says, quote, "The trouble with the cable news coverage and the administration's views of events is it's so one-sided, so they don't seem anti-Semitic. People need to separate the Jewish people from the Israeli government and Hamas from Palestinians. Israel has been opposing millions of Palestinians for decades. Oppressing millions of Palestinians for a decade. And Netanyahu is becoming a fascist. The loss of life is tragic, but it was only a matter of time with Iran and Libya's involvement. I do feel the Ford strike group needs to be there to stop other countries from jumping in, but we need to limit our involvement to humanitarian aid." Unquote. That is a direct text from a listener in Oshkosh, WISS. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate you taking the time to call. Of course, glad to share your point of view. Let me tell you, in my opinion, why the United States cannot limit our involvement strictly to humanitarian aid, and the president alluded to this earlier in his remarks. We are an ally of Israel. We have committed to do so. They have committed to us. And once you make a commitment in diplomacy, in diplomatic terms, to be allies, it's like, you know, I haven't been married, but it's like taking a marriage vow. Better or worse, sickness and in health till death do you part. You can't just say that you're an ally of Israel when things are going well, because then it all falls apart. Israel is a strategic stronghold for the United States. It's a diplomatic stronghold for the United States. And we have pledged our support. And yes, when the texter mentions the Ford strike group, it means the USS Gerald Ford, the newest, the latest nuclear aircraft carrier. Their group has been moved into the area to deter others from attacking Israel during this vulnerable time. But to say that suddenly, well, you know, we're only going to help you with humanitarian aid, that's not what we signed up for. And I'm not here to say that we should send in U.S. troops to fight with Israelis on this. But to say that we're not going to send military aid, as we've been doing, I mean, President Biden said in his remarks, he is going to make sure that we help replenish what's known as the Iron Dome, the defenses of Israel. And again, this gets back to the experience of Joe Biden. He's been there. He's literally lived this history. He is keenly aware of the importance of Israel to the United States and the world. And he understands that it cannot be allowed to fall. And that Israel, as the only democracy in the Middle East, has a right to defend itself and to go after the people that perpetrated that. So I get the call, or I get the texter. And again, I think we've been fair on this show, and we've pointed out that there are certainly problems, in my opinion, with the Netanyahu government. But when it comes to this attack by Hamas, a known terrorist organization, an unprovoked attack, And this wasn't just going after people who they disagreed with politically. This wasn't just going after saying, well, I think that people, Palestinians, are being treated unfairly or inhumanitarian. This is going directly after children. Decapitating women and children, raping women out of retaliation. That crosses the line of all semblance of international law. Also on the text line, WMDX here in Madison, quote, mercy be with all those Gazans who don't want anything to do with Hamas's barbarity, but feel the boot of Israel's oppression on their necks every damn day, unquote. Certainly an opinion. And yes, we again reiterate, all human loss of life is tragic and terrible. It doesn't matter what side it's on. And it is sick that Hamas, the terrorist organization, uses humans as shields. That is a proven point. Also on the text line, WAUK, down in Waukesha, Steve from Milwaukee says, so now what will the U.S. do about obstructionists like Tuberville and Rand Paul? They are holding up positions, no way to help Israel or Ukraine without a speaker, unquote. What Steve is talking about there, we've talked about on our show, Matt Flynn's talked about it, others have talked about it, is that Tommy Tuberville, who represents Alabama in the United States Senate, but basically lives in Florida, keeps holding up hundreds of flag officer positions, nominations by Joe Biden, to the United States Senate. And hundreds of vacancies are in key military positions which have weakened America's military and readiness, and in situations like this causes extraordinary angst. Now, every man, woman that wears the uniform is prepared and they will do their job and they'll do it well. But we've talked to military officials on this show who said, look, you can't deny that this lack of appointments, the confirmations by the Senate, is having a real effect on America's military. And Tuberville, of course, uses two reasons that he won't allow. And again, the way the goofy, anybody else would say they can't do that. But the United States Senate is a weird bird in that one senator can hold these things up unless the Senate changes the rules of the Senate, which I wish the Senate would do.
Yeah, really. Like, if there enough Republicans have spoken up against Tuberville and said, hey, come on, man, just it's time to stop.
Right.
Like, let the military function.
Even there was a poll in Alabama, Republicans in Alabama, Tuberville's own state, are saying enough's enough. So Tuberville is ticked off because the Defense Department is allowing women in the military to get an abortion. And Tuberville is saying, I'm taking my stand on that. He's also, which I think is actually, I think he's using that as because that's more popular with the MAGA base. What he's really ticked off about is so small. He's ticked off because Joe Biden decided to put the Space Force headquarters, the new branch of the military, headquarters in Colorado versus Alabama, which already has military and NASA installations. So Tuberville's ticked off that he can't say I brought home the bacon on another installation. So he's holding up America's military.
He should go back to coaching football, except he actually shouldn't, because I don't want him to like try and live vicariously through kids and,
right,
I'm not saying sexually abuse them, just abuse his position of power over kids and make them do dumb stuff.
Right. And Rand Paul, to the texter's point, is also involved in holding up these nominations as well. So absolutely right. We need somebody in the United States Senate to have a backbone, stand up, call this stuff out, change the rules of the Senate so that Tuberville can't hold this up and move on and get these people in their rightful places. Also from WMDX off the text line, Todd, FYI, to put the Israeli attack in context, population-wise, killing 1,100 people would be like an attack in the U.S. that killed 39,000 people.
And the number is definitely higher than 1,100 at this point.
Great, unfortunate, tragic, but great point. As we've said, and it probably equates to about the same thing, if you look at the size, the population, and the loss, and you account for the differences, what Israel went through over the weekend was equivalent to approximately 7 9/11s. And add on to that, there were hostages. And add on to that, that there is occupation by Hamas in Israel. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you or on the text line as well. I want to flip the page just for a minute, talk about something else here back a little bit closer to Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, now silent on impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz after a former conservative justice told him not to pursue the unprecedented move. Great story this afternoon by the journalist Molly Beck, does great work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes, after warning impeachment could be possible for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she did not recuse herself from a lawsuit before the court challenging the legislature's boundaries, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not saying whether he will pursue the unprecedented move now that the liberal justice has announced that she will stay on the case. In case you missed it last Friday, Wisconsin Supreme Court, controlled by the liberals, 4-3, said they are going to hear this case on gerrymandering. And Janet Protasiewicz says, look, I'm not going to recuse myself. Republicans said they wanted her to because she had the audacity to tell the truth during the campaign, said the maps are rigged, which they are. Now, remember, we've talked about this on this show. The United States Supreme Court, when justice, former conservative justice, the hailed former conservative justice, Antonin Scalia, wrote in a decision when it was a Republican who was running for Supreme Court in Minnesota, and he actually passed out flyers taking very strict positions on things. And Antonin Scalia, the conservative justice of the United States, said, look, the guy has a right to do that. Anybody has a right in this country to say what they believe during a campaign. Doesn't matter whether it's for Supreme Court or not. So these people who say that Janet Protasiewicz didn't have the right to state a position during a campaign are in difference and defiance of Antonin Scalia, one of the most conservative people you ever wanted to meet. So back to the story by Molly Beck. Voss, Robin Voss, is pulling back from the idea of impeachment 3 days after former conservative state Supreme Court justice advised Voss not to pursue the ideas. In his first comments since Protasiewicz said she would not step away, Voss said he will have the last word on whether Protasiewicz should have recused herself. We'll come back and finish up this story. Take your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 57 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 43. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have network news for you, a check of weather, and then it is 10 minutes away also from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Always going to learn something. Always going to have breaking news of the day. Probably going to chuckle along the way as well. Matt Flynn Direct coming up immediately after the news at the top of the hour. Talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this afternoon by Molly Beck, saying that Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, sought legal opinions from former Supreme Court justices on whether to pursue impeachment of new Justice Janet Protasiewicz after she announced, well, he sought the opinion before she announced, but she since announced on Friday that she would not recuse herself, and that the court, on a 4-3 decision, the liberals in control, saying that, yes, we're going to hear this case on gerrymandering and fair maps in Wisconsin. So Robin Voss thought he'd be smart, or at least cagey, and sought out the opinion of former conservatives on the Supreme Court. One of them, David Prosser. David Prosser himself, a former Speaker of the Assembly, a Republican. And remember, this is the guy, David Prosser, who laid hands on fellow Justice Ann Walsh Bradley from my hometown of Richland Center, a liberal, put his arm around her neck, choked her in the Supreme Court chambers. Obviously not to death, but didn't deny the fact he put his hands on her. This was a sitting Supreme Court justice. David Prosser was so angry, so unable to control his emotions, that he got physical with Ann Walsh Bradley. Anyway, David Prosser emailed a letter to Voss on Friday that concluded Protasiewicz had not met the standard for impeachment. Let me say that again. Former Republican Speaker of the Assembly, former conservative justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, David Prosser, tells Robin Voss that Janet Protasiewicz has not met the standard for impeachment. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, of course she hasn't met the standard for impeachment. She hasn't violated any law. She met the standard of Scalia's standard of that she actually, expressed her constitutional right by saying her opinion on an issue. She didn't say how she was going to decide that opinion if it came up before her, but she just gave an opinion that the maps are rigged. And what I was struggling with that this morning, kind of trying to figure out how the actual maps could actually be constitutional. And over 50%, both the Assembly and Senate maps in the state of Wisconsin are not contiguous. Mm-hmm. And apparently they've stretched the definition of contiguous to mean if they're connected with it by a street or a river, that can make them contiguous. Right. And I go, the intellectual dishonesty there expressed by the current members of the Supreme Court, including Justice Hagedorn, that to stretch the definition of contiguous to include that is just is something the media should really be jumping on, because they should point out to the fact that what our Constitution, the state of Wisconsin, actually says, and the definitional stretch that they have made in this particular case to say these maps are constitutional when they are not by any stretch of an ordinary person's definition of contiguous as being contiguous, right, or compact for that matter. I mean, that's something the media really needs to hammer home, and hammer home the fact that these Republicans are not intellectually intellectually or even honest in any stretch of the imagination, defending these maps as being constitutional, because that is the definition, that is the document they took an oath to uphold and support the Constitution, not defend the party.
Isn't it rich, though, that that former Justice Prosser, conservative, here's what he wrote in this letter to Voss. Says, quote, "In my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency," unquote. Even David Prosser says this is a political grievance. I thought that was rich, Mark.
I thought it's pretty rich, too, for a man that self-confessed to violating standards underneath the caucus scandals. I did that back in my day.
Right. Got to run, Mark. I got another caller. Thanks so much. Appreciate you as always. Mark from the SAC, appreciate you. Let's go to Tom in McFarland here listening on WMDX. Tom McFarland, what say you? Hello, you Tom. Know, go ahead,
the
Tom.
One thing that the can you hear me okay?
Yep, go ahead.
Fantastic. One thing that didn't ignore years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme
Court. Hey, Tom, you're cutting out. I think you got a bad cell phone signal.
And if you were gerrymandered.
If you could maybe just get to a better cell phone signal, you're kind of cut. Are you there?
How's that? Better?
A little bit better now. Let's try one more time. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that the Republicans are ignoring is that a few years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the maps were not fair, and they had ordered changes. And the Republican Party took it to the federal Supreme Court to get a more favorable ruling. So all Judge Janet is doing is echoing what the Supreme Court had already stated and ruled, that the maps were rigged and were not fair. So I'm not sure how it is that they feel they can impeach her for echoing an opinion that the Supreme Court was the one that already originally issued that.
Tom, that's a great point. And you're very welcome. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. McFarland. Tom brings up a great, great point. And also remember that the U.S. Supreme Court went on to later rule that this was up to the state courts. That they weren't going to play this game of trying to figure out what was gerrymandered and what wasn't. So by all accounts, although anything could be appealed, this decision is going to stop. The buck will legally stop with the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. But I think great reporting, by the way, from Molly Beck and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of David Prosser writing this letter to former Assembly Speaker David Prosser, former Justice David Prosser, a conservative, a Republican, saying, quote, "In my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to a mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency." Prosser went on to say, "To sum up my views, there should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasewicz on anything we know now." Unquote. That is not a liberal talking, not a Democrat talking, not a progressive talking. That's David Prosser, a conservative talking. As we say back at Richland Center, that kind of took a little bit of starch out of Robin Voss. Cat got his tongue. Doesn't really know what to say now about moving forward with the impeachment of Janet Protasewicz. I love it. See, this is the part I love. I love it when things kind of line up. When you just, we keep saying, pursue the truth, it'll line up. Even David Prosser realizes what the law is on that. And props to him. Props to good old David Prosser. Great show today. Appreciate everybody's help, particularly Terry Bell, our news director here. Also, Will Walter. Outstanding job on the board by Aaron Zommers. Our program director, Catherine Lake, our CEO and owner, Sage Weil. We appreciate everybody for making today's show run. And, of course, you for listening. All your comments were fantastic. Stay tuned next for Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep banging your drum.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. sense. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.